class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt.
Good evening and welcome to the September 9th edition of Drama Text. Tonight we'll begin the show with eight poems by poet Norman Henry Pritchard, N.H. Pritchard. He was born in 1939 and passed away in 1996. He was an American poet and member of the Umbra Poet Group, a collective of black writers in Manhattan's Lower East Side, which was founded in 1962. Pritchard's poetry is considered avant-garde, and his poems often include unconventional typography and spacing. So here it is. Here's eight poems by N.H. Pritchard from the recording for contemporary American poets. Here it is.
Alcoved agonies. Below Cooper Square, the January lateness lies cold in doorways. Men, alcoved in agonies, sprawl their lives outwardly upon an inward world as if bottled in a dream preferred. Often, dreams, however holy watered, are unable to pass through doorways like the cold of January lateness and the anointed agonies of men. As once was. Any more as once was, an altarward child with rose petals strewning amid belling smiles of loftish ringing, any more as once was. Once was with dreamish of ringing, though seemeth this not of squeamish leaning towards pleasantry nights of caring for love is an ungrateful house guest. These dead, in memoriam Jackson Pollock and Franz Klein. The old ones are dying, their canvases speak mutedly on past progressions, now cliched about their studios like obsolete words in 10th edition dictionaries. The old ones know death before it comes. Their painterly expressions become muddied by impastos laid too thickly upon the recurrent inadequacies of their emptying efforts. The old ones die, the whining dealer makes haste to his cellar. Meanwhile, the new ones industriously go about the business of exhuming the dead, whimpering while they work. Many of these new ones heed not the signs swifted before their minds. Eyes are but a part of hearing signs. Thus, when done is said and sign signatures are but names to cast about inquiries without fines, these new ones wander by the gravestones of the great in a mental way station of despair and dare to dream of death. From a Harlem Morning Vantage. An umbresque exterior here, weathered facades are apathetically graying older as the haze lifts this morning to its feet. Dwelling on a rue redundant sea, for cool, Confederate, Coon Clan, or crying can be coarse, and who can afford to be uncool in an age of conditioned airs? So careful is told us, lest the way out be found like Ellison's Lucide or Jimmy's Jaunt, better his returning reason. 2. The people below are poor and usually buried by their city. Unknown to the 500,000th power, these brothers of brothers and sisters like them too can be seen walking ghostized in mornings like this. In mornings like this, walking, talking on how someone's next dollar will find their palms or arms. The sight of bleak facades in dying often wends water to well-fed pools, and school is never out. One square, a curious composite called pad, sink tub, famished linoleum, second-hand washers flood, and two by two, and Noah. Invisible walls and cracked dignities, counting Gregors. A gas that flickers faintly, if at all, and if thing this. And if thing this, no phone to ring, corner barbershops in session, day round calculus crowd their waking hours with numerical night dreams. Daytime hysterias flog fettered fifth heads. Cadillac pads are for sleeping, pool pads do thriving, to know enough is not enough. This business of sluicing must be won. In hungry states, stomachs are not necessarily empty. Epidermal hours play tricks with minds, angry repercussions sound in the morning's black print. For the incited, these words are merely a colossal construct, tampered tabloid truth. In hungry states, the power will be augmented by the awareness that emancipation will be with us for a while. Is reason to be ransacked until the way out day enlists integrated burials? Hasn't Arlington's Abbey two new abbots? The disappointment of the come thy kingdom will be done in many colors. Life amid the madness of Uncle Cult. Hue blues. Stacks of paperbacks against whiteless walls foliate the landscape of this incubable enclosure. Above, at the perimeter of my left eye, curtains hang siennaed by the neglect of other importances. A rueful Ruault Perrault looks downward from his clipboard perch, as if easeled too long in this pagan pasture, where Bacchus boards and Coleridge no doubt would have lengthened Kubla Khan. The lady utters a cantata in praise of morning heartaches. One more chance to realize that it's the unsung that makes the song. From where the blues? Strange this combat that selects its soldiers. From where the blues? The feeling knows my ways and stalks them, like the black cat there with the yellowed eyes. I too know the wishing for forgetfulness. As altar is, for Bill Commodore. Change as circumstance may be of curious courses, as though, as if, were indubitably uncertain ones aren't. Constriction. Constricted in the non-committed compounds of the mind, a cobalt black-like being weathers haunts as yet unknown and taunts through a chemistry of thought that changes courses imperceivably, seeming as if a bird in flight, a word forgotten in the wind's wants. What pain counsels this retreat into the sylvan down of wombs? What never ever stand causes such manifest stasis to ride only upon that movement the earth provides? Often the setting mind like dusk adjourns as though it had another alternative to seek to find a lance to pierce the possible. Often a wish defined like lust returns, as though upon an altar blood is broken, as meat is right and doing pagan crucifixion. Abstractions abound about the abysses of a mind blinded by the cataracts of curt concern, while pain sits porously on a pedestal, being pecked upon by the wind's want. As relay. Weary was when coming on a stream in hidden midst the amber adornment of fall's birth. Here near edge of rippling soundless leaves and eddy eyes with trickling forest thighs in widening youthful nippling scenic creekless. In this boundless vastly hours wait in gateless isn't fleshly smelling muchly as a golden. On the crustish underbrush of where no one walked were unwindish rustlings, musting thoughts of ill-timed harvest.
Anyway, listening to the work of N.H. Pritchard, a New York poet, passed away in the mid-1970s. He was a member of the Umbra Group on the Lower East Side. We'll hear another member of that group, Charles Herndon, in this next selection of poems.
125th Street, Harlem, New York, for David Henderson. Out somewhere I know a street, and in my heart I feel its bitter beat. Worn out shoes and dirty rags, slick head men and pretty young hags, ever clinging traffic in my mind, and through my veins runs the blood of iron. Nigger path, hangout corner, number man, walk softly, Pete, liquor joint, beer joint, by day or night, 125th Street. Into some dive I wander, Browns, bamboo, silver rail, fascination, palm cafe. I mean hurt, lonely, and prone to anger. Slow on cash and quick of thirst. Walk softly, Pete. I'll kill the man who touches me first. Upturned glass in my throat burns the rot of 125th Street. Back into the street I roam. This joint and that joint. Black man at the counter, white man on. Dark man a few, still what must I do and where must I go to escape this monolithic ghetto? Rich gal, poor gal, Spanish gal, cottage gal, slick old fay chick. Where can we meet? Liquor joint, beer joint, by day or night, 125th Street. Out somewhere I know a street. In my being I feel its suffering heat. Upon my brow the mark of skin, schizoid, sham span of kin, sets me aloof to walk this poverty of fate, from whose tampered down existence erupts in me a boiling love and hate. Downtown, white folks play, some blacks too. Wide lanes, slick paved thoroughfares, showboat, how green the valley. Uptown, niggers pay, some old fave too. Sugar brown gal in the alley, bubble gum neon and processed hair, ferry boys, doctor men, long slick limousines, the body smell of my woman, gasoline. Civilization, culture, oh yes, I know. Muddy water, sexy honky-tonk, white madness in a black cinema show. Like a why don't I get hip and split this town, for 125th Street gets me down. I linger because I know In every town there is 125th Street. In my being I feel oppressing heat upon my brow, the mark of idiom, schizoid. Oh, sham span of kin that sets me to walk within this prison place, from whose tampered down existence erupts in me a mighty strength to conquer space. Burnt Sunday, Mount Morris. 1. Prior to the beginning, there was always. Prior to always, there was harassment. And always was contained in miracle. And harassment contained in miracle. And miracle was motionless, except for the harassment within and without, except for the genes of male and woman, and the genes of death, and the windmill of perpetual beginning. I was brought upon that hill that April morning, thinking of you, my mother, as I mounted, footfall of childhood echoed, off the path shoe lay keel over, saw fishbone left there, heard children seeking each other in the bush, saw the belly of a burnt out star on a beggar's face, and burning in my flesh, my own enigma, saw coming down the hill to merge me with death. And I thought of you, and longed for you, my mother, that April morning. 2. It is the enigma in our lives that makes us think back childhood. We are worried about being accepted by people. We are harassed about being loved by people. And we do not understand harassment. We do not understand love. Each in our own idiom, we hold the nightmare of our singularity in our hands and cry out to the world, this is love. Love. So wretched the children born out of wedlock. How shall one commemorate his mother on this day? Shall he send her portfolio of April, hands flinging palms to the ground, scenes of feet washing and betrayal, and the wind riding his anemic bones? Shall he send her the wishes of his putative father, or shall he send her his tears, proclaiming them love, love? It is the mystery of our birth makes us think back. Childhood. 3. In the beginning, there was always, and harassment was the infinite property of always. And harassment had a definite shape and a definite form. And on the seventh revolution of the perpetual windmill of beginning, the infinite property of always froze to an unbearable temperature. The whole universe was a monolithic mass of ice. The wind froze and spanned the cosmos like an endless sheet of opaque glass. And still it grew colder until at last the ice everywhere exploded, sending hot fire and debris throughout the universe, and it was a billion times hotter than it ever had been cold. Burnt Sunday, burnt Jesus, come, I will show you miracle in your mother's womb. 3. The woods of the trees of the field went forth to stalk upon the sea, and the sands of the shore rose up to meet the trees upon the beach. To everything there is a season. Death is a time for everything. Death is excellent in its time. We complain, we complain. We want the same, we expect the same, although we complain. What is it to be born out of the womb, to fall away from flesh and look at it to reach an identity beyond ego, to become a force beyond self-emotion, we complain. We who would lift ourselves by lifting the plank upon which we stand, we who are afraid to speak, and we who speak because we are afraid, we who sit on committees and fill out questionnaires and send memorandum through channels, we who beat one another constantly with sticks that have only one end, we complain, but we do not want change. 4. Sunday is a season for fire, and I have come to the heights of this mountain to witness the burning of the 3 dead men. I am the 4th dead man. I have betrayed you, my mother. I am the light and the dark, the harassment contained in lilac bug. I am decay in order and ethos. Come, I will show you birth in a handful of debris. 5. Here, perched on the heights of this abandoned Atlantis hill, historic and alone, an ancient bell, hoisted skyward by rusted iron, a bell forever locked in time by oblivion, by the coming and going of generations, tolls no more the tallying of days over this city, burning now in the thigh fork of the multitudes. Oh, how the women walk with pride in the swift rhythm of their skirt tails. I see the varied carols of people walking up and down this Sunday, mealing around, salivating the exquisite madness of the human enterprise, bought and betrayed with money, holding, administering it, heaving it into the desert of man's eternal agony. The passengers for AG. Once done, a silent train pulled into the station of America, ghostly, invisible. No one saw it, no one heard its grinding wheels came to a stop. Out of the train, the passengers came like mummies, silent, sleepy-eyed, moving in and among the people like zombies from some dark, mysterious place in the universe. But they are not mummies. They are not dead. These are the passengers going to and fro among the cities, walking up and down, milling around, sitting in on important conferences, looking, watching, hearing, peering around, observing, slipping into hallways, riding on elevators, visiting fan meetings, attending football games, sitting among moviegoers, taking notes at the UN, standing amid crowds at street corner speeches, coming up and down escalators in the Pan Am building, going here and there, riding subways, buses, airplanes, walking the streets, commuting from town to city, walking among riots and public commotions, standing in lines, eating in restaurants, witnessing plots, robberies, deaths, conspiracies, lovers making love, keeping records, filing away papers, money, keeping statistics on everything, the birth rate and the death rate, growth of cities, decline of rural areas, watching unmindful people walking under umbrellas when it is no longer raining. Silently, solemnly, the passengers are among us, coming and going, standing, looking, continuing, counting, taking down names, adding, multiplying, dividing, subtracting. Everywhere they are among us, in sleep and waking, and nobody hears them, nobody sees them, except one, and he is frightened by their ghostly manner, intrigued and excited by their demeanor, enthralled and electrified by their whispering and going to and fro in the manner of sleepwalkers, inspired by their enigma. But they are not sleepwalkers. They have no enigma. And the one runs among them, shouting from the depths of his bowels, haranguing and imploring, nudging, pinching, kicking, screaming, but the passengers will not be awakened, will not bring color and visibility to their presence or to their forms. They remain unseen, unheard, solemn, still invisible, ghostly like zombies. They move as if to an unheard music in their minds, back onto the waiting invisible train, standing in the station of America like a suspended dirge, and they take their seats. But the train does not move. The wheels refuse to grind. The steam will not explode. The piston won't gyrate. As if propelled by compulsion beneath the blood or by a commitment seal in a vault too imperative for denial, stern face, silent, solemn, the passengers rise in unison and empty out into the cities again, going about their awful business, taking down names, writing in books of red, blue, green, spots of orange and hectic colors, looking at billboards, pee-peeing like average men and women, and like big names in high and low echelons of politics, society, economics, or like just plain pee-peeing people in subway stations, at bus stops, behind parked cars, in dark alleys or crowded restrooms. Pee-peeing in locker rooms, invisible, talking to no one, being seen, heard, felt by no one, going to and fro, private houses, cleaning, sitting at tables, getting in and out of taxicabs, solemn, serene, in groups of threes and fours, pulling cups from cup dispensaries, going alone at lunch counters with multitudes, silent, unobserved, taking coffee breaks with millions throughout the teeming cities, standing at the racetracks, observing what the police are doing, watching the habits of birds, keeping tab on the weather, cleaning up scraps, washing, ironing, clearing away old clothes, debris, empty beer cans, abandoned love affairs, fanning away the smoke of the immaculate mushroom, mixing with communists, black niggers, white bigots, liberals, extremists, and reactionaries alike, mingling, aggregating, jitterbugging among dykes, faggots, pimps, writers, pneumatic drill handlers, poets, painters, Negro prostitutes. They are preparing, secretly, solemnly preparing for the spinal screams, the jerking and throbbing of the sphincters, the clinging and clawing on the back, the slow, involuntary tears, the sighs and spontaneous utterances of pain and ecstasy. They are preparing, getting ready for the womb of the woman when she comes for the third time.
So that was the work of Calvin C. Herton, 1932 to 2001. He was an American sociologist, poet, and author, particularly renowned for his 1965 study, Sex and Racism in America. We heard several of his poems. He was a member of the Umbra group, a group of black poets from the east side of Manhattan in the early 1960s. Well, we'll go on now to hear another New York poet, Paul Blackburn, who was very active in the Lower East Side in the early 1960s. Here he is.
No, I haven't yet.
That is Paul
Blackburn.
I've
been very silent.
Paul Blackburn is the author of this, The Cities, the largest and most recent collection of his work, a translation, a poem of the Cid. This old book, newly reprinted, I see. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It is all in fabric. Once brought out by Mr. Creeley in the Divers Press years ago. The Nets, which I published years ago. And one other, who's now an African.
What's that? One other, right, yes.
the Reardon poems, which I've never seen before, and this beautiful collection from England in, on, or about the premises, from this Jonathan Cape, who's lately been... Sing song, right, the Escherman book.
Yeah, right, I didn't bring that, but I don't, that's not... Okay.
Paul Blackman, also a translator of, and...
Thank you very much. I want to start by reading some recent poems which have fallen into a sort of strange category. A lot of them seem to come out very much like journal. So don't expect any polish or finish unless it happens to turn out. And these have mostly been done over the last year. I think I'll try and do the whole first set, selection from what I might call journal. Spent the last year, had the pleasure of spending the last year in Europe doing nothing. And this is the result of nothing. It's just... This first piece is called Oh Shake It Up Baby. Today was wave day. If you had anything to wave, today there was the day to do it. A late start, however. Flags waving, a damp cluster of them at the Palais de Luxembourg. A man in a window across the street from the Hotel Jean Bart waved a lot at a group of students. Turned out to be a chorus rehearsal. Joan and I waved our eyelashes at one another and other things. I stomped Mother Naked up and down the room, imitating the choral director across the street. Everything we do is very funny or very tender and serious. We wave everything, even clothes. I waved a 100-franc bill at the younger brother waiter at a Vietnamese restaurant on Vaugirard, and he had to go wave it at someone a few doors away to get change. After I waved my tail with some success at one of those Arabic bathrooms in a bar near the metro at La Tour Maubourg in the middle of a good German beer, I left my Mexican hat off and let my hair wave at people. Seemed the only thing to do today. And swung my hat cavalierly through the metro changes all the way to Strasbourg Saint-Denis, where the correspondence is will get me to Saint-Placide with just one change of trains. And just to finish off the day, a pair of gendarmes, corner of Vaugirard and Boulevard Raspail, waved down a cab with a passenger in it and waved a finger at the driver. I guess he was going too fast that block. The driver, as was natural, waved it off. This is more of a poem, on account of it's shorter, I think. Paris and not spring either. The young man in the next booth in the cafe is waiting for while he studies and looks at me occasionally while I translate and wait for. We exchange glances, shy, and his girl arrives first. I feel her presence over my right shoulder. Before he sees her, I see her. She is blonde and very pretty. Mine is brunette and has not arrived yet. He and I both smile. This city. a peace poem. Which nobody wants, but I don't know. What you do is pick them up and pack them in. Vineyards on these quiet mountain hillsides under fog, the far mountains gone behind it. The whole family here, even the clock. I better start that over. Vineyards on these quiet mountain hillsides under fog, the far mountains gone behind it. The whole family here, even the cows line up to graze in the rows, four to a side, turn to watch the train pass. We probably, also in fog, from where they stand, bend to the grapes, boxes ready piled under the pear trees, the apple trees, the mist hovers above the still waters of a river like smoke. Lays a band around the side of a hill, all apiece. We must never kill anyone. Pick windfalls off the earth. Pick grapes. The expensive meal. Par la main jusque la source. By hand, he said. To the headwaters of it all, where everyone begins, be gins, whiskies, cognacs, le bien set de payer la différence, and the man who runs the cloakroom and has his tips from that polishes the glasses. When there's no one splitting out, it's a way of doubling it up. I love the seriousness of it, how they all take it, hard or well. You give them all le pourboire, they've done well or badly, it is not true. I blow my nose on some toilet tissue from the hotel. The young man wiping glasses notices it. His neutral face, that increases his tip. Blow everybody's mind. The only way to do it. I came back very shortly, for a month, or almost a month. In the middle to make a sort of weird and lovely tour through five or six Negro colleges in the South for the Woodrow Wilson Foundation. And it seemed somehow that the way things were working out, I'd done an awful lot of traveling. I mean, like, and too fast. I'd gone from Aspen, sort of on August 21st, and to Juarez, to Mexico City, to New York, to the boat, to Le Havre, Paris, then somewhere toward the end of September up to Amsterdam, and then down back to Paris, and then up to Luxembourg, and then I get back 72 hours after I left Paris, I'm waking up in Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama. You can get confused, like it was raining. I remember I woke up and it was raining, and I thought, it's raining. I'm back. I'm still in Paris. But it wasn't true. I had to get up and work. Anyway, this was, and somehow in 17 weeks, I'd packed my bags 25 times. I don't know how that happened, but you know, like, that was how it sort of worked out. So I was getting a little bugged at moving. It was at that time. And this is called Off and Running. To sit and wipe one's ass in Paris, the Rue Jean Bart looses a goose all morning, oh, leaving again, realizing tomorrow morning this time I'll be sitting in East 7th Street probably doing the same thing, gumming the runs clean of my crack, the voyage back. Now it gets me uptight the wrong way, unable to sweep my Lady Joan this morning, the slightest resistance brought him down. Well, stop trying so hard. What? Nothing, if not cheerful, so I take her to breakfast instead. I left my heart in San Francisco, my boots in Mexico City, my right arm in Aspen, Colorado, two shot glasses in Amsterdam, an ashtray in the Rue de l'Alpe, a tape cassette in another Paris hotel. I wonder what it was I left in New York, in Geneva. On the boat, it was my gear and monster belt with a steel buckle, so enormous you could tune in UFO shortwave on it. Left in the officer's john on the sports deck. Oh, hell. I don't want to go no place. I want to stay wherever I am. Wherever you are. Baby, I have to go again. Sorry. Asheville, North Carolina, or in Asheville, Tennessee, but Memphis, as any Egyptian knows, wherein and as it goes, is on the river, south. Who's asking? Maybe it's north, is where my mouth, O Cleopatra, goeth where thou comest, in the bend of that river to the left. Signals 3. Grin, lady, in your sleep. Grin, sleep is my desire. What? A real baby sometime. Let us lay thickly our soft down together. Discuss the whole situation. Display your cunt with my prick. See what happens to the bed? It sinks and rises. The real surprises. We can have our pound cake and eat it too. Wahoo. Another train poem. Paris, Toulouse train. First section is called Calci. Roads run off into the countryside and lanes into the trees and disappear. The hills. At Brive, the first thing I see is a young wife standing in her dooryard, a chick in red coat, black slacks, a yellow sweater, not taking any chances. The Carrez. That river kept coming at us from the left side of the train at an angle. At Gourdon, shades of Debourne, I hear the rhythms of the old speech. Two gents in the next booth in the dining car speaking a language thought to be dead the last 700 years. They talk about the lack of feeling in politics these days. Shades of Guillem. Okay, I'm home but not safe yet. Whole stretches of rapids. Can you think of any better entry to the south? What anyway goes on in your mind? Tree that it will be, hill that it will, field that it see, mist that it was Joan's mouth I kissed before I left Paris, fog that I dig, December, be kind to me. Tower, tile yard, lumber yard, a medieval bridge, towers at both ends and in the middle. The hill like a sleeping animal, dormant, the gas stations like any place else. Signals 4. Pour l'obtenir de l'eau, appuyez sur le pédale, it says. And the eau non potable has been carefully edited down to no pot. And having had my tape recorder on for 4 hours, the new conductor at Montauban and his small mustache tells me, la musique s'est interdite sur le train. Forbidden to play music on the train. I figure he's got nothing else to say. There are sons of bitches everywhere. Bonjour, Monsieur Blackburn. Welcome back to Toulouse, and rain, I swear.
So we've been listening to the poetry of Paul Blackburn, New York poet, who passed away in 1971. He was kind of a key figure of the Lower East Side movement. He was active writing poetry, translations, and offering encouragement and support to the poetic scene in New York in the early 1960s. We'll close out the show with some of the work of Fluxus artist Ben Patterson. Till next week.
"370 Flies" Ancient Macedonian texts tell us that the idea and technique of fishing with artificial flies are at least 2,000 years old. However, only since the beginning of the 19th century has this technology become a high religious art, fostering bitter ideological feuds between fanatical practitioners who worship sacred waters, holy relics, and a pantheon of saints and prophets. Nevertheless, the original purpose of the artificial fly remains the same, that is, to catch fish. And the real art is in selecting from thousands of possibilities the perfect fly for a specific time on a specific water to catch a specific fish. This list suggests 370 possible choices. Dry flies. Adams, Amber Campara, August Dunn, Black Ant, Black Campara, Black Gnat, Black H.H. Sedge, Black H.H. Stonefly, Black Hopper, Black Wolf, Blue Dragonfly, Blonde Wolf, Blue Bottle, Blue Damsel Wolf, Blue Dun, Blue Quill, Brown Campara, Brown Despair, Brown H.H. Sedge, Brown H.H. Stonefly, Brown Hopper, Brown Scraggly, Brown Wolf, CDC Black Dog Midge, CDC Fratnik Flieger, CDC Yellow Bunzel Flieger, CDC Yellow Fratnik Flieger, CDC Olive Duck Dun, CDC Olive Duck Midge, CDC Yellow Duck Dun, Copper Daddy, Crane Fly, Daddy Long Legs Germany, Daddy Long Legs England, Daddy Long Legs France, Dapper Daddy, Dark Dun Campari, Dear Daddy, Du Calori number 1, Du Calori number 2, Du Calori number 3, Du Calori number 4, Driftfield Dun, Eggball HH said, Extended Deer Stalker, Female Adams, Female Dark Cahill, Fluttering Sedge, Fly Body Mayfly, Ginger HH Sedge, Gold Ribbed Hare's Ear, Gray H.H. Sedge, Gray H.H. Stonefly, Gray Wolf, Green Despair, Green H.H. Sedge, Green Hopper, Green Tail Palmer, Greenwell's Glory, Hackle Hopper, Hardy's Favorite, Hare and Duck, Hare Duster, Hofflin's Fancy, Hot Wolf, House and Lot Campara, Irresistible Wolf, Light Dun Campara, Long Stone, Luke Wynn Adams, Luke Wynn Black Gnat, Luke Wynn Blue Dun, Luke Wynn Brown Hackle, Luke Wynn Dark Hackle, Luke Wynn Dark, Luke Wynn Hendrickson, Luke Wynn Yellow and Brown, Luke Wynn Grizzly Hackle, Luke Wynn Light Cahill, Luke Wynn Light, Luke Wynn Quill Gordon, Luke Wynn Red Brown. Medium Dun Campara, Olive Campara, Olive Scraggly, Olive Campara, Paysan Brown, Paysan Gray, Paysan Yellow, Paysan Noir, Peacock Wolf, Red Campara, Royal Wolf, Tricolore number 1, Tricolore number 2, Tricolore number 3, Tricolore number 4, Tups Campara, Welshman's Variant, White Campara, White H.H. Sedge, White Wolf, Wickham's, Yarn Sedge,
yellow HH sedge, yellow HH stonefly, yellow mayfly, yellow tag.
Wet flies. Alders fly, Anson, black ghost, blue dun, blue-tailed Zula, Breton black, Breton red, brown bear, brown palmer, butcher, Cor de Bayonne, Corfil rouge, cow dung, duck fly, Edson tiger dark, Edson tiger light, female dark Henriksen, Francis. Gave gray, gave yellow, godnack fluin, graninin, green pearly palmer, green tail spider, greenwell's glory, greenwell's squirrel, grouse and mollard, hagabro flume, Hardy's favorite, hot grenadier, hot solwick, Ireland's plume, Isborn, Johannes, Court Guards number 2, Court Guards number 4, Letty's Gray, Little Brown Trout, Little Green Cadus, Little Rainbow Trout, March Brown, Marianne, Maya number 2, Old Nick, Olive Squirrel, Orange P. Palmer, Peter Ross, Parvlevere, Pope's Nondescript, Raven, Red Coat, Red Legs, Red Pearly Palmer, Right Wally, Royal Coachman, Ruse Du, Sam Slick, Sawtooth, Secret Weapon, Golden Alexandra, Scarekin's Fancy, Slater, Spot Wickham's, Squirrel in Black, Squirrel in Claret, Squirrel in Gold, Squirrel in Orange, Squirrel, Squirrel Invicta, Squirrel Blue and Silver, Summer's Gold, Tandem Black Hair Demon, Tandem Black Lure Demon, Tandem Black Spider Demon, Tandem Brown Demon, Tandem Golden Alexandra, Demon, Tandem Golden Alexandra Terror, Tandem Golden Mylar, Demon, Tandem Green Minnow, Demon, Tandem Kleiner Herring, Tandem Viva Demon, Tandem Wormfly, Vierossi, Viva Zulu, Wickham's Greentail, Woodcock and Hare. Streamers. Ollie's favorite streamer, Badger Royal, Big Hole Demon, Black Diver, Black Nose Dace, Black Polar Lure, Bloody Butcher, Blue Devil Streamer, Bonefish Special, Brown Shrimp, Colonel Bates Streamer, Deer Crab, Don's Delight Streamer, Flash Charlie, Fox Squirrel Red, General MacArthur Streamer, Golden Witch Streamer, Gray Ghost Streamer, Gray Squirrel Yellow, Green Beauty Streamer, Green Poxy, Gray Polar Bugger, Greyhound Streamer, Hagabro, Hair Ear Middle Streamer, Horror, Integration, Keehee Mini Muddler, Magic Leash, Mini Muddler Alexander, Mini Muddler Bebo, Mini Muddler Black and Peacock, Mini Muddler Claret, Mini Muddler Olive, Mini Muddler Orange, Mini Muddler Pearly Green, Mini Muddler Wickham's, Mini Muddler Zulu, Morning Glory Streamer, Murderer Orange, Pacabell Bell, Picket Pin, Polar Shrimp, Poxy Charlie, Rasputin, Sandal, Shang's favorite streamer, Shang's special streamer, Simon Sort, Skirk's Fancy, Skunk, Snapping Shrimp, Squirrel Spruce,
intruding. Western Squirrel Doctor, Wickham's Mitty Muddler, Wizard Streamer, Wyatt Squirrel, Yellow Charlie, Yellow Marable Poxy, Yucatan Special. Nymphs. Albino Stone, Amherst Nymph, Atron Pupa, Art Fezzan, Birds Greystone, Black Midgey Merger, Borger Case Caddis, Braided Damsel, Brooks Montana Stone, Brownie Merger, CDC Natural Ducky Merger, CDC Olive Ducky Merger, CDC Orange Lakey Merger, CDC Red Lakey Merger, CDC Shuttle Emerger, Chanel Case Caddis, Claret Emerger, Coops, Cove Nymph, Cream Caddis Emerger, Crochet Caddis Emerger, Dark Case Caddis, Diving Sketch, Emergent Pupa, Emergent Sparkle Pupa, Extended Nymph, Flashabout Pupa, Floating Pupa, Foamy Furry Pupa, Bordered Pupa, Gold Cup Black Buzzard, Gold Cup Black Stone, Gold Cup Bugger, Gold Cup Damsel, Gold Cup Hair and Copper, Gold Cup Has Noir, Gold Cup March Brown, Gold Cup Partridge and Yellow, Gold Cup Prince, Gold Cup Sawyer, Gold Cup Sedge Pupa, Gold Cup Soup Bug, Golden Nymph, Green Spot Pheasant, Gray Duster Emerger, Hackle Case Caddis, Hackle Pupa, Hair Bug, Hair Emerger, Hair Palmer, Hare's Ear Nymph, Hare's Ear Pupa, Hare's Ear Variant, Hatching Midge Emerger, Kaufman's Blackstone, Kaufman's Brownstone, Clinkhammer Special, Lawson's Blackstone, Lever and Perdix, Light Case Cotta, Brown March, Marquise, Mayflyer Emerger, Medium Case Caddis, Montana Stone, Old Stick Fly, Ostrich Stone, Pheasant and Hare, Pheasant Tail Ritz, Pheasant Tail Sawyer, Pheasant Tail Spinner, Prescott Emerger, Rainbow Emerger, Rainbow Pupa, Red Spot Pheasant, Sight Emerger, Simon's Pupa, Sparkle Cadis, Sparkle Pupa, Stickman, Strawman, True Blood Stonefly, Universal Nymph, Ventile Worm, Walker's Nymph, White Block Stone, Wiggle Damsel, Wiggle Stone, Yellow Pheasant. Salmon Flies. Agvee Way Bug Number 1, Band Special, Black Silver Tube, Claret Shrimp, Curry's Red Shrimp, Fawn's Shrimp, Faxford Shrimp, Irish GP, Lemon Gray Tube, Lemon Shrimp, Mini Tube Badger and Orange, Mini Tube Badger, Mini Tube Black Dart, Mini Tube Gary Dog, Mini Tube Goosehawk, Mini Tube Green Highlander, Mini Tube Mini Shrimp, Mini Tube Moya Green, Mini Tube Monroe Killer, Mini Tube Red Tube, Mini Tube Silver Badger, Mini Tube Stout's Tail, Orange and Gold Shrimp, Orange Tube, Silver Shrimp, Tippet Badger Shrimp, White Shrimp.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, the Besnard Lakes, the Deers.
Merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. J'aurais fait l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT Radio McGill. We'll be right back.